lunch. I trust you will have a pleasant flight.
You hear that? The captain, positively ordering us to enjoy the flight. Didn't say expected time of arrival either. We will arrive in Munich at 12:30.
And we will. Isn't it nice to know that we're being protected by a confident pilot?
I didn't like the heavy sense of humor much. It's raining over England.
You're in a very disagreeable mood, Jason.
This isn't a pleasure trip, my darling.
I know.
Can you see them from where you're sitting?
Relax, Jason. They can't get off before we reach Munich.
I think you're taking this far too lightly.
Nonsense. When the time comes.
Yes, when the time comes.
The man's getting up.
What?
The man, getting up and coming this way. Don't look up.
I see him.
He's rather nice.
You don't know anything about him, do you? He's deadly, my love. Deadly is Adam Kane.
My name's Adam Kane.
Springbok Radio presents Adam Kane.
Tailspin.
Some things in life are obvious and easy. If you have a business providing a good service or selling a product, you need to let people know. But how do you do that? Easy. Just tell them here on SpringbokRadio.com. Internet radio is about talking to people in their own homes. Your message becomes part of the sound they've chosen to listen to. To find out more about advertising on SpringbokRadio.com, contact Dave DePria on Johannesburg 011-678-5176 or for outside South Africa 27-11-678-5176 or email Dave at SpringbokRadio.com.
Die volgende klassieke advertensie van Springbok Radio se verlede kom met die vergunning van die Springbok Radio Bewaringsvereniging van Suid-Afrika.
Wat jy in die lewe wil hê, doen dit nou. Jy bereik net wat jy wil, as jy daarby hou.
En spreker is die regte ding, verhoop die energie. As jy na die soen, wat is reik, doen dit nou met spreker energie. Spreker is die regte ding.
I don't see why we need to fly an whole army over there.
Hardly that.
It's a courier's job, Viv. One man, much safer.
Perhaps.
But that's not the way you're
going to
do it.
That's not the way you're going to do it. They can't afford to risk one man. It's too important.
Yeah, that's what you keep saying. A list of agents. Why couldn't they just pop it into the post?
Should I suggest that to Devenish, do you think? It's a list of two. Not just one, but two communist spy networks in Western Germany. The agent who managed to get his hands on it is a frightened man. He'll hand it over to our courier tomorrow afternoon. That's you. You bring it back here. Quite simple.
So why do I take a bird along?
Clever that. Two lists, two couriers. That way at least one list reaches Curzon Street.
And one probably doesn't.
They don't know yet, Adam, that our agent has the list.
They know. They always know. They probably know that I'm the poor Burke you're sending to pick it up.
Clever tough, sir, don't you think? Using the girl as the other courier? They won't suspect that.
They will.
You're getting older, you know that?
What do you mean?
You didn't used to be quite so pessimistic. It's a sign of old age.
Who's the bird?
That's another sign of old age.
What is?
It's taken you over 20 minutes to ask that question.
About you?
Yeah.
The whole of DI6 has heard about you. You're a famous man, Adam Kane.
That's a pity. A spy don't like being famous much.
As long as we keep it in the family.
Yeah. You never know who's in the family these days.
They said you were a cynic.
And they were dead right.
This is my first operation, you know.
That makes me feel a lot better.
I have to start somewhere, don't I?
Well, I'd rather you weren't starting with me, that's all. Nothing personal, of course.
Of course.
Right then, that's settled. You do what I tell you the first time I tell you. Got it?
Oh, yes.
And we don't know each other on the plane. Going there and coming back.
Fine with me.
And I say who carries which list back.
Of course.
Are you sending me up?
Whatever gave you that idea?
Nothing. Come on, we've got a plane to catch.
Yes, I see what you mean.
Don't be put off by the build.
Muscles of steel around that thin little chest, you mean?
Nothing thin about it. He has special suits made to hide it. He's built like an ox.
Oh, dear. That's a disappointment. Do you think he's alone?
It's hard to say. He likes working alone, but they've probably sent another agent on this trip. I wouldn't be surprised if it's a girl.
Why do you think that?
No good reason. That's what I would have done, that's all.
Make it easier then, won't it?
What do you mean?
You take care of the girl, and I'll settle Adam Kane.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you look below you on the right-hand side of the aircraft, you will see the outskirts of the city of Munich approaching. We will land in exactly 15 minutes. It might interest you to know that we are exactly 30 seconds ahead of schedule.
Nothing.
Oh.
He contacts us. It's safer that way. He can see when it's safe.
I see. He knows what we look like, does he?
I hope so.
You hope so?
Yeah, because if he doesn't, then we might as well catch the next plane home.
Wouldn't you like to buy me a cup of coffee?
Didn't they give you an allowance?
Just an expression. I'll pay if you like.
Come on, we go Dutch.
My, you are clever, Jason.
It's obvious.
But it must make you feel so superior. Being right, I mean. The girl's very pretty.
You think so?
You hadn't noticed, of course.
She's a target, my love. Nothing more. I have no feelings for her. Or Kane.
Hardly.
What's that mean?
You have feelings for Kane. I know you do. You hate him.
No.
You hate him. Why?
No, I don't hate him. Not anymore. I might have done once, but not now.
Then why the change?
Because now he's totally in my power. Now I'm going to kill him. He's as good as dead. And I don't hate dead men.
Understand why we have to be strangers on a plane, and yet now that we've landed, it doesn't matter.
Neither do I.
Oh, I see.
You don't, but it doesn't matter. Have a coffee?
I don't think so.
You know, you're a nice-looking bird.
How kind of you to notice.
How'd you get into this business? What's so funny?
You lovely old-fashioned thing, you. What's a nice girl like you doing in a horrid business like this?
It's not a line, I'm just interested, that's all.
It's my business, Adam Kane.
Fair enough.
We're being approached.
Yeah, I saw him.
You've got your back to him. How
on earth? There's a mirror behind your head. That's why I picked this chair.
In uniform?
Yeah. He's the pilot that flew us in.
You don't think he's the one who's...
Why not?
The restaurant is very full today. Is this chair taken?
Help yourself.
Thank you.
You flew the Bavarian aeroplane, didn't you?
You were my passengers?
That's right. Very nice trip.
Oh, thank you. A charming compliment from a charming lady. You have eaten? Perhaps you will join me.
Just coffee, thanks. We're going home again on the next plane.
Oh, but so am I.
You're flying back again, straight away.
And then back here again. It is a routine trip, four times across the English Channel. We call it the yo-yo. He cannot meet you.
What?
Your contact cannot meet you. He's been watched.
And now?
I have lists. One in the briefcase at my feet. I shall leave it there when I get up. Then another in the folded newspaper on the table.
What's happened to him?
They found him.
I thought they would.
For all I know, he's already dead. I don't know what happened to him. He gave me the list this morning.
Before you flew into Ypres?
Of course.
Then why didn't you hand him over in London and save us a trip?
Because this is the way it had been arranged.
You just got to obey orders, haven't you?
He isn't the only one. Where are you going?
To see a man about a dog. Take care of the lady, Heinrich.
Klaus! Klaus Weber.
I know. You told us on the plane.
Adam, everything all right?
Oh, yeah, lovely. The bloke's been burnt.
What?
Shopped, blown. They're on to him.
Oh, dear heavens, what are you going to do?
Come on. I've got the goodies.
But I thought you said that...
Yeah, I know what I said. His friend brought them.
Friend?
The pilot.
Oh, you mean Weber?
No, Weber.
Yes, Weber. He is genuine.
Then I wish he was a bit brighter.
What do you mean?
He had them with him at Heathrow, but he brought them to Munich to deliver.
Did he really? Well, you know what the Teutonic mind is like. No harm done. You have them, do you?
I said so.
Jolly good. I'll be waiting for you. See you in a couple of hours.
I was worried. If the original agent had been crossed, then they were close behind us. In fact, they should be breathing down our necks already. Curzon Street was in a flap about the lists. That meant they were pretty important. So the KGB wanted them back, badly.
There he goes.
Are you quite sure that he made the drop?
One list in the briefcase. He left it on the floor next to Kane's feet. The other one is in the rolled-up newspaper on the table.
We can take them now.
No, we can't. Kane's too good. We take them the way we decided.
It's risky, Jason.
Far less risky than an open fight in the airport cafeteria. I don't know that guy, but Kane certainly won't go down easily.
You're the boss.
Exactly. I haven't followed those blasted lists across the channel twice to lose them now.
All right.
Lovely, thank you.
Can I fasten your seatbelt for you?
Would you like to?
You know something?
What?
I think I might fancy you.
How lovely.
If you stop being so bleak and sulky.
I can't help it. It's the relief.
You're taking all.
That's what I mean. Relief. People are a bit of an anticlimax, really, hasn't it?
It ain't over yet.
Yes, but here we are, on our way home. Job's done and not a shot has been fired.
It was all wrong. They couldn't be that stupid. I've never underestimated the KGB, and it had kept me alive for longer than I deserved. But the girl was right. The plane lifted from Munich and set a course for Heathrow. And not a bleating thing had gone wrong.
When, Jason?
Over the channel. We're still crossing Germany, then the Dutch coast. We take them over the sea.
Yes, much better.
The German Air Force is trigger-happy. I don't want to be shot down in flames.
No more do I, Jason, darling.
And then we operate exactly as planned, and precisely when I give the word.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are now crossing the Dutch coast. If you look down to your right, you will see the Hook of Holland passing below us. As you see, there is a heavy cloud bank gathering. It is still raining over England. We will arrive at Heathrow Airport in exactly 25 minutes. I trust you will enjoy the rest of your flight with us.
Excuse me, sir.
Where are you going?
To have a word with our friend Weber.
They won't allow you in there.
I think they will.
They're very fussy about people on the flight deck. What with all the hijackings?
How do you know?
I used to be an air hostess on Air Britannia.
I've seen you before.
Hallelujah! I thought you'd never remember.
Yeah, all right, wait here. I won't be long.
Jason, he isn't there.
Who?
Jane, the girl sitting alone.
And he's in the toilets or something, just as well.
He would have had to pass us.
No, he wouldn't. They're at both ends of the plane. Come on. This is it.
I'm frightened.
Too late for that now. You know what to do. Come on!
Enjoy the best of both worlds. Only 2 hours drive from Johannesburg and Pretoria and half an hour by air. The magnificent Sundown Ranch Hotel and Lion Park, just 10 kilometers from the Pilansburg Game Reserve and Sun City Resort. It offers an exciting escape from the hustle and bustle of everyday life. reasonable rates, excellent food, friendly service, and comfortable air-conditioned rooms. It will ensure a memorable stay. Activities include tennis, squash, horse riding, the Lion Park, and much, much more. Call now to make your reservation on 014-573-1000. That's 014-573-1000. Or visit their website at www.restonations.co.za/Sundown Ranch. The Sundown Ranch Hotel and Lion Park. Two worlds in one.
There's nothing to worry about, Mr. Kane. England will soon be below us.
Yeah? How can you tell?
Heavy cloud, yeah? There's always heavy cloud over England. I remember from the war.
Which war?
Last war. 110 fighter bombers.
Enough. But you're not old enough.
Thank you, but yes, I'm old enough. I was 16 in 1944.
16? And they let you...
No, not let. They made me fly. Was that or going to the Russian front? I was a good pilot.
Yeah, well, let's hope you still are.
Yes, I think so. 47 is not old.
Well, you don't look it.
Again, thank you.
How did you get mixed up with the BND?
German intelligence? No, I was never with the BND.
Then, I mean, how did you...
Come by the lifts. I work for you, the English. Yeah, yeah, it's quite safe to talk. So the co-pilot is wearing earphones. All he can hear is the radio.
DI-6?
Correct.
Why?
Very hard to explain. I told you I flew bombers, fighter bombers. It meant that I had to drop my bombs from very low altitude. I frequently saw the effects of my work. I think 16 is a very impressionable age, huh?
Yeah, we'll see what you mean.
Small token of recompense.
Yeah, that makes sense. Right then. Now I'll leave you to fly your aeroplane.
Oh, no, excuse me, sir. I'm afraid you cannot be.
Who are you?
Doesn't matter. Please raise your hands.
Both of you. I know you.
Again, it doesn't matter. Captain, I'm taking over command of your aircraft. You will do exactly as I tell you.
You can't let him back.
You have no hope, my friend. One man armed with a gun against all of us.
I'm not that stupid, my friend. My assistant is outside this door. She, too, is armed. If you offer me any resistance, she will start to shoot your passengers. One by one.
What do you mean, delayed? I see, you mean you can't trace it. Now listen to me, whoever you are. That aircraft is vital to Britain. Vital, do you hear? I want it found and brought back to Heathrow immediately. I don't care how difficult it is, and I don't care how you do it, but I want that plane, and I want the people in it, all of them. I want them alive. Now get to it.
Right. That'll do for a start. Now that the radio is totally smashed, you can't call for help, can you?
And you cannot radio your demands to the authorities.
I have no demands that the authorities need to know about.
Yeah, I didn't think you had.
Clever man, Mr. Cairn. I have never underestimated you.
You're Jason.
I didn't think it'd take you long to remember. Jason, yes. And I have a little score to settle with you, but, it can wait. I want those lists, please.
And when you've got them, what happens to the plane?
That'll be taken care of.
If we go down, you go with us. If we land at Heathrow, you get nicked. You can't win, Jason.
Oh, but I can. Captain Weber, do you know what this is?
It looks like a chart.
Exactly what it is. A chart. A chart of Eastern Europe. You will find an airfield marked on it.
Yeah, I see it.
Good. It's a deserted wartime airfield. You'll take us there and land.
That will not be possible.
Why not?
I have no way of knowing the condition of the field. This is a large aircraft. The runway is not long enough, then we will crash.
It's long enough. It's all been worked out.
Europe is under heavy cloud. I will need a radio beacon to follow.
There are enough beacons marked on that chart. Use the one nearest the field. When we get there, we go down under the clouds and you can see where you're going.
It's too dangerous.
Right. Then I will start shooting your passengers, one by one, until you agree. Well, Captain Weber?
He'll have to do what he says.
You see, Kane is the clever one. Listen to him, Weber.
I thought it was too good to last.
Yeah, so did I.
The passengers are being very good, I must say.
That's because they don't know that anything's up yet.
They suspect. They always do. There's an atmosphere.
What do you mean?
When you've flown as long as I have, you feel it.
Yeah, well, I'll take your word for that.
I'm sorry we had to hand over the lists. I felt safer with those. We still had something to bargain with.
Yeah.
You're very calm.
I've got a feeling, that's all. Klaus Weber's up to something.
For all our sakes, I hope it's something good. Do be careful, you two.
That's the lady with the gun.
I don't think I like her very much, Adam.
Jason told me about you, Mr. Kane.
Has he?
In fact, he's told me exactly what to do with you.
And what's that?
If there's any sort of trouble at all, then I shoot you first.
Well, that's a relief.
And then your lady friend. So you two had just better behave, hadn't you?
Hello, hello. Now listen carefully and don't interrupt me. What? I said don't interrupt. This is Spencer Dickens. I want G7 emergency. That's right, G7. We are picking up the emergency transmission from that aircraft. We assume that it's been hijacked, but the emergency transmission is giving us a very uneven flight pattern. It seems to be flying in large circles over Essex. I've cleared all traffic from the area, and I want you people to stand by. That's right. The moment he looks like landing, then we move in. And for heaven's sake, don't make a mess of it.
How far?
We're getting close to the beacon now.
Good.
Soon I will have to descend below the cloud. If it is too low, then we shall probably crash.
If it's too low, you can get clearance for one of the commercial airports.
No, that is impossible.
Why?
Because you've broken my radio, that is why.
He's going down.
How can you tell?
I can feel it in my ears.
Yeah, I think I can too.
Down into East Germany.
No, I hope not.
That's where he wanted to go.
Yeah, only...
You two, sit quite still and shut up. Do you hear me?
Oh, yeah. We hear you, darling.
Funny. Jason said you were tough, Adam Kane. Right at this moment, you don't look very tough to me.
Cloud is low.
Keep going down.
I haven't been able to get a barometer reading. I cannot trust my altimeter.
Keep going down. The cloud has to break sometime.
It may not. It may be right onto the ground.
No, it isn't.
There, I saw a break.
Yeah,
break.
As you can see the ground now, the airfield should be to your left somewhere.
Yeah, I can see it.
Where?
Those trees. There's the boundary.
Then get down onto it and don't waste time.
I must pass over once.
Why?
I want to see for myself the condition of the strip, the wind direction.
No, you don't. No more charges. Put the plane down now.
We're landing.
Yeah, even I saw that.
But where?
Look out the window. What do you see?
Trees. They could be anywhere.
Right. That bird's not sitting down and strapping herself in.
I noticed. She's going to be off balance when we touch down.
Right.
Coming up.
Now, I've got your gun, sweetheart.
It won't do you any good. We've landed. We're in East Germany.
Yeah?
Look, you can see the cars coming across the fields towards us.
Yeah.
Adam, cars. Dozens of them all round the plane. Someone coming up to the hatch. The hostess is opening up. Shall I stop her?
No, let them in.
Adam Payne, where the devil are you?
Over here, old lad. Come and collect the bits and pieces.
Quite simple, really. The heavy cloud, he had no way of telling where we were going. I simply flew in circles.
Yeah, but just how did you find that old airfield in Essex?
I told you. During the war, I used to fly Messerschmitts. That was one of my targets. Even in the cloud, it was easy to find.
Jolly well done. There's radio messages helped, too.
Radio? Well, I thought they smashed the radio.
Yeah, they had, the main radio. But since all the hijacking, we have had an emergency reserve radio that broadcasts the identification of the plane over and over. A continuous message on tape.
We were able to plot you from the ground. We guessed which field you were heading for. Now we have the lists and Jason and his girlfriend nicely locked up.
And you didn't need me at all, did you?
Oh, Adam, what a sad thing to say. Of course we needed you.
Viv.
Yes?
This bird's too bleat and sulky for her own good. Better send her back to being an air hostess.
My Name is Adam Kane is written by Dale Cutts and directed by Margaret Heal.
My name's Adam Kane.